How's it going, everyone? Today we have a story time of probably one of the most spoiled kids on planet Earth. You guys probably know that kid who's pretty spoiled or entitled, but take that kid, imagine him, and make him twice as worse, and that is the spoiled kid we have today. So subscribe if you're new, and let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber James, who submitted this story. So anyways, James was on a class trip, and in this class trip, they were going to a kind of like a museum type thing. It was something that they would do every single year, or at least the fourth grade would do every single year. So James and his classmates were pretty excited for this, as it was a pretty big deal. So yeah, anyways, they get onto the bus, and you already had like assigned seats just so that everyone would be organized or whatever. Because whenever you have like a really long like trek out or whatever, like it's going to be a lot of cases where the school just wants to be as organized as possible so that they don't, you know, lose anyone. And because of this, you not only had assigned seats, but you also had an assigned buddy that you had to spend the entire time with. And because they wanted everyone to be with their buddies or whatever, just to keep people together. So Jack, the subscriber who submitted this, right, he was really hoping that, you know, because he was really chill with the majority of people in the class. However, there's this one kid who we're going to call the spoiled kid who is just known as being a really entitled jerk. And Jack was like, oh God, please don't put me with this kid. Whatever you do, put me with someone else and don't put me with this kid specifically. So yeah, Jack was waiting outside the bus as well with everyone else, waiting for the teachers to read out the names. And Jack is like, please don't be spoiled kid, please don't be spoiled kid, please don't be spoiled kid. And the teacher was like, all right, Sam and Ben, Aiden and Steve, whatever, Jack and... And it almost felt like there was an intentional pause. There probably wasn't, but I think it was just because Jack was so, like, in the mode of anticipation, really hoping that it wasn't the spoiled kid, that, you know, it almost felt like there was a pause where there wasn't. And the teacher's like, and spoiled kid. And Jack is like, how? Like, what are the odds that that's actually how it went? Like, genuinely, like, what are the odds that out of everyone possible, that is actually the freaking spoiled kid I get partnered with? Like, that is 100% my luck. Like, how is this even possible? There was like 100 kids in his class, and somehow he got partnered with the one kid that he didn't want to be partnered with. But I'm pretty sure that's like Murphy's Law, where it's like something like that will always happen. And it's like, it's the one thing you don't expect to happen will always happen, so be prepared for it. But anyways, eventually they, Jack is told, and everyone else is told to go find your buddy. So Jack finds the spoiled kid, and, the spoiled kid's like, what's up? And Jack's like, yo. And so they go on the bus, and they sit down. And immediately, once they get to their seats, the first of many problems arises. Because the spoiled kid is like, I want window seat. And, like, the thing was, like, Jack was in front of him, so it was just easier for Jack to slide in. And it also didn't really matter. And Jack wouldn't have really cared if the spoiled kid was like, hey, man, can I have the window seat? Like, that'd be totally fine, right? Who cares? But it's the way that the spoiled kid was like, give me the window seat now! Just so unnecessarily rude and aggressive, really, for just a 20-minute bus ride for who has the window versus aisle seat. Like, it was so dumb. So anyways, Jack is like, whatever. So he steps aside, and the spoiled kid, like, pushes him on his way to get to the seat. Like, he literally pushes him, bro. So Jack is immediately already knows that this is about to be quite quite something, to say the least. Like, Jack already knows that this is about to be quite the adventure he's about to go on, or the experience, I should say, because the spoiled kid is continuing to be a spoiled kid, right? He's continuing to do what spoiled kids always do. And so the kid is sitting there, and he takes out his phone. And the one thing, a pretty strong rule, was no one was allowed to have their phones. No one was even allowed to really have their phones on them. They had to be zipped away in their backpacks. And you could, like, turn it on so you could hear if you were getting a phone call, because, like, I don't know. Maybe your parents need to contact you. Maybe there's an emergency. But really what should happen is the parents contact the school, that contacts the teacher, that contacts you. But whatever, right? So the spoiled kid was on his phone playing some video game or something. And, that's when he gets bored of the video game, and Jack is, like, talking to some of the people, right, some of the classmates, because when you have the aisle seat on the bus, it's a lot easier. I don't know if you guys experienced this, but whenever I got the window seat, it was very difficult to talk to people, because you'd either have to turn around, which is uncomfortable, and talk to the person behind you, or you talk to the person in front of you, but they would have to turn around, and most of the time you don't want to do that. And the people that are like across from you, you're kind of like blocked by the person sitting on the aisle. So when you sit on the aisle seat when you're taking a bus, it's just so much easier to talk to a lot of people. So remember, the spoiled kid demanded that he had the window seat. Like, he demanded that he got the window seat. And so Jack was like, whatever, and he sat down the aisle seat. And Jack was like having a good time talking with people. And the spoiled kid like punches him in the arm, doesn't like full-blown like smack him in the arm, but kind of punches him in the arm to get his attention, which just like hurt a little bit and seemed super unnecessary. Like, could you literally not tap me, bro? Like, were you not like physically capable of just tapping my arm instead? So sure enough, Jack like turns around, he's like, yes. And the spoiled kid's like, give me the aisle seat right now. Stop hogging all the attention. And Jack is like, bro, what? Like, what do you mean I'm hogging all the... Because Jack is so confused because he remembers how intense the spoiled kid was acting and how, like, intent he was on getting the window seat that he was, like, super rude earlier and still left a bad taste in Jack's mouth. And now, 10 minutes later, when the spoiled kid gets bored of his video games that he wasn't even supposed to be playing, he now demands to have, like, the seat where he can talk to other people. So at this point, you know, Jack kind of just doesn't want to like switch seats. He's like, bro, it would be such a hassle to switch seats and I'm not trying to stand up. They don't want us to stand up on the bus. And the spoiled kid starts punching Jack in the arm. He's like, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. And, you know, he's like, Jack's like, stop, stop. What are you doing right now? And the spoiled kid's like, I'm going to make your life a living hell unless you switch seats right now. So at this point, Jack is like, okay, whatever, bro. Like, I really don't care. Like, fine. Fine, dude. Sure, whatever. So Jack stands up and immediately hears, Jack, sit back down. So Jack sits back down because one of the teachers in the front, because you can't be standing up while the bus is moving just in case it has to stop abruptly. You would go like you'd fall over. Maybe you'd hurt yourself just for reliability's sake. So he sits back down and the spoiled kid starts punching him in the arm. He's like, bro, why'd you sit down? Like, I'm trying to sit in that seat. And Jack's like, dude, I was just told by the teachers that I need to sit down right now. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you're going to have to climb over me. So the spoiled kid is like, fine. So Jack starts sliding in towards the window and the spoiled kid starts climbing over Jack. And the spoiled kid legitimately like falls. Like, he's trying to climb over and he loses his balance and then just falls on top of Jack. And Jack's like, dude, get off of me. And the spoiled kid's like, you get off of me, bro. Which is like, did you really just say you get off of me, bro, when you're literally sprawled on top of Jack? Like, you are on top of Jack right now. You are sprawled on top of this guy. How is he supposed to get off of you when you have him pinned down? So eventually the spoiled kid gets the aisle seat. And here's the thing. I think the spoiled kid just imagined that anybody, literally anybody, if you sit in the aisle seat, you will have people to talk to. But the thing was, most people didn't like the spoiled kid because, I don't know, he's pretty clearly a big, massive jerk, right? And it feels pretty obvious right now. So the spoiled kid, when he actually got the aisle seat, people, like, weren't talking with him. So the spoiled kid starts to get mad and turns over to Jack, because Jack is now just looking out the window. Jack is not talking with anyone because he's not in the aisle seat. He's looking out the window, and he hears, bump, 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 or he doesn't hear. He feels up, like, a punching against his arm. He's like, I swear to God, this kid is going to get KO'd from me if he doesn't stop it. So he turns around. He's like, what? And the spoiled kid's like, you tricked me into giving me you your, like, window seat. Like, I want it back now. And Jack looks at him and is like, dude, can you please just choose? It's literally, we have 5 minutes left in our drive. Like, can you not chill out for one freaking second, dude? And the spoiled kid's like, you tricked me. Like, you were making it seem so fun in the aisle seat so that you could have my window seat. Like, I want it back. And Jack's like, dude, okay, if I give this back to you, we're not going to switch again. Like, I'm not going to switch with you again. If we switch, we're never going to switch again, okay? And the spoiled kid's like, yeah, fine, whatever. So when Jack and the spoiled kid finally switch seats, Jack gets back to sitting, right? And he sits there. And remember, now the people that are sitting in the aisle, they see that Jack is sitting there. So they're like, oh, we like this guy. So they start talking to him again. And the spoiled kid starts to get super angry. And he taps Jack again. He's like, dude, why did you trick me again? And Jack turns around and is trying to keep his rage together, because I don't know about you, but I would be pretty angry myself as well. But Jack is like, what do you mean now? And he's like, dude, like, you tricked me again. Like, we gotta switch. And Jack's like, no, I'm not gonna switch. And so the spoiled kid's like starts punching him. He's like, ah, like, we gotta switch now. And Jack literally just clocks him in the arm as hard as possible. And the spoiled kid's like, and Jack's like, oh my God. So sure enough, the bus stops, and as the teacher gets up to take attendance, the teacher sees the spoiled kid just having a complete fit or whatever. So yeah, eventually the teacher comes over. Jack is like, is asked like what happened, and the spoiled kid's like, Jack hit me in the arm. And the teacher's like, Jack? And so Jack was like he was beating me in the arm again and again and again. I just did it back to make him stop. And the teacher's like, well, obviously he wasn't doing it super hard to you, and you played way too hard back. No roughhousing. Apologize to the spoiled kid. And Jack is like, oh my God, I need to apologize to this kid. Dude, like, I don't think I can stomach apologizing to this kid. I just hate him so much, bro. Like, I just hate this so much, bro. Like, I can't take this anymore, dude. And so, yeah, the spoiled kid, you know, Jack is like, sorry. The spoiled kid's like, it's okay. It's fine. I'll recover eventually. Maybe I'll have to amputate this arm, but I don't know. We'll see. And Jack is like, oh my God, I just want to beat this kid. Oh my God. Oh my God. And the teacher's like, all right, well, everyone get with your buddies and go off to the, you know, the museum or whatever. So they get up, and Jack notices the spoiled kid stops crying immediately. Like, he doesn't kind of like, you know, sometimes a kid will cry and they'll mean it. They'll actually be truly upset, but they'll slowly like stop crying. They'll cry less and less and less until they basically stop, right? This was not that. The spoiled kid was putting on an act, and Jack realized it because he literally shut off his tears and any emotion the second they got up. The second the teacher walked away, he was a totally different kid. Yeah, so tears is the secret word of the day. So if you made it this far into the video, comment tears down below. That'll be the secret word. I want to see how many people made it. And while you're in the comment section, check the pinned comment. There's a link to my Spotify page where you can listen to these stories on Spotify as podcasts. As well, there are two links to my two other channels that very soon I'll be posting daily on, so please subscribe to them. It will help me out. And if you're listening on Spotify, please rate 5 stars on the main page. And anyways, let's get back to it. So sure enough, the spoiled kid and Jack, they start walking into the museum. And I wasn't told exactly what type of museum this is, so let's just say that, I don't know, it's a history museum. That's a pretty common type of museum, because museums are like historical or whatever. Some type of like historical museum, whatever. And this was a pretty popular museum. Like, a lot of people would come to go see it. So when Jack and the spoiled kid were walking in, Jack hears the spoiled kid go, oh my God. And Jack's like, what? And he turns around, and the spoiled kid looks like he just saw a freaking ghost. So Jack is actually kind of curious. He's like, dude, like, what is it? He's like, look at all those people. What? Look at all the diseases they must have. And he like points at them, and Jack's like, what are you talking about? He's like, the lower classes, they're everywhere. And Jack's like, wait, what? He's like, yes, the lower incomes, they're all around me. I might catch their disease and be like them. I can't have that happen. Oh. And Jack's like, dude, shut up. Like, what are you saying? He's like, don't say shut up to me. I'm worried for you too, Jack. Even though you're probably one of the poors anyways. But you might become more like them. And Jack's like, dude, shut up. Oh my God, please. So the spoiled kid was like, Jack, I need you to tell me. You're around the poors all the time, and you are one as well. Will they eat me if they see me? And Jack's like, dude, shut up. What are you even saying right now, bro, huh? And he's like, the poors, I think they want to eat me and take all my stuff. And Jack's like, dude, shut up. And he just like grabs the spoiled kid and drags him in. The spoiled kid's like, no, Jack, no, you're betraying me. No. And eventually they get in. I think the spoiled kid realized that the quote unquote poors are not going to eat him. And he's like, oh, I'm safe for now. They must think I'm one of them. Oh, gross. And Jack's like, dude, shut up. Oh my God. Yeah, so Jack kind of realized that being with the spoiled kid was going to suck, but, like, he didn't realize it was going to be this bad. Like, he knew it was going to be bad, but he's like, he didn't expect it to be this bad. Like, this is a whole new level of terrible. Like, this is a whole new level of, oh my God, like, damn, bro. Like, it gets this bad? Yeah, so, anyways, they're walking around the museum or whatever, and the spoiled kid starts touching something, and In the museum, you're not really allowed to touch stuff. At least in a lot of cases, there'll be signs being like, hey, can you please not touch the whatever exhibit? Like, you're just not supposed to. And a spoiled kid is just freaking full-on gripping this thing, right? He's just, like, feeling it or whatever. God, don't take this out of context. He's just, like, let's say it's a rock. Let's say it's a historical rock or something. He's just, like, feeling this historical rock or whatever, gripping the historical rock. I'm going to shut up. And anyway, so one of the people who work at the museum comes over and is like, hey, buddy, can you not touch it? And the spoiled kid is like, what do you mean I can't touch it? Like, I get that, like, the masses can't touch it. And he's like, but I'm VIP. And the guy working in the museum is like, sorry, no one can touch it. Like, I can't really touch it either. Like, I'm not supposed to. I'm just supposed to tell people that they shouldn't be touching it, right? And the spoiled kid's like, no, I don't think you understand. I'm actually VIP. And the guy's like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, first of all, there is no VIP here. He's like, no, you don't understand, bro. I'm VIP. I'm VIP. I'm spoiled kid. I'm the best. And the guy's like, sorry, there's no VIP. That's not a thing. And also, even if you were, you would not be allowed to touch the historical things. Like, you just, that's just not a thing. Like, there's no, we don't let anyone do that. It's like for the, it's kind of the protect the integrity of it. If too many people touch it, it'll kind of like rub down. It won't be as like nice as it was. And also, like, if one person like touches it too hard and breaks it, like, we want to make sure that everyone can enjoy it. So please don't touch it, right? Yeah, so the spoiled kid doesn't, like most spoiled kids, he doesn't take no for an answer very well. So the spoiled kid is like, what are you saying right now? You're saying, I can't, you're saying no? He says, you know what? Well, then, mister, I'm actually gonna take it. So the spoiled kid literally picks up the rock out of, like, the exhibit thing or, like, the museum thing and grabs onto it. Okay, so that's when the security guard's like, all right, we gotta take this seriously. So basically, the security guard takes the thing out of his hand, puts it back, and says, where, like, your, like, parental figures or whatever. So Jack is like, okay. So Jack, like, calls over one of the teachers. The security guard explains that, you know, the spoiled kid can no longer be in the museum anymore. Like, he's caused too much of a ruckus. He needs to be removed. And says, like, as long as he isn't in the parts of the museum where there's actual exhibits, it's fine. So, yeah, the teachers are like, oh, geez. Because they can't drive him back personally. So they're like, hey, can we just plop him in the gift store? And the guy's like, yeah, that's fine. And so Jack is like, okay, well, that sucks for him. Haha. And Jack's about to walk away. And the teacher's like, Jack, where are you going? And Jack's like, wait, what? And the teacher's like, yeah, Jack, I mean, you're his buddy. I'm sorry to say, but you have to stick with him at all times. And Jack's like, no, dude, what? Yeah, so, yeah, unfortunately, Jack now has to stay with the spoiled kid in the gift store for, like, the next hour because the spoiled kid is just an idiot and can't keep his hands to himself. So Jack is walking to the store with the spoiled kid, and it's, like, dead silent for a second because Jack is, like, really upset. And the spoiled kid's, like, after, like, a little bit, tries to break the silence. He's like, dude, can you believe them, bro? Like, that's actually so crazy, dude. Like, I can't believe that they would, like, so unrightfully throw me out. Like, that's crazy, dude. Like, that's unheard of, bro. And, like, Jack just kind of looks at him. Just kind of gives him this look. Because he's like, of course the spoiled kid would refuse to take accountability for his actions. Of course the spoiled kid would believe that, actually, everyone else is in the wrong, and he's in the right here. Because, oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense that he would be allowed to literally pick up the things that are, like, on display that no one is allowed to touch and they're only allowed to see. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense for him to be allowed to pick it up and mess with it and be totally fine. And Jack just kind of looks at him and gives him this look and then keeps going. The spoiled kid's like, bro, do you not agree? Like, do you not agree with me? Like, bro, what? And Jack looks at him. He's like, dude, you're going to go in one side of the store and I'm going to go in the other side of the store. Just because I have to be in the same room with you doesn't mean I have to be next to you. Doesn't mean I have to deal with you any longer. He says, you go to that side of the gift store, I will be on the other side at all times. We're in the same place, but I don't want to deal with you anymore. So Jack basically storms off, which I totally understand. I feel like if I was in this position, I'd be pretty angry too. I might just, like, I don't know, I might just suck it up because I'm not the most confrontational person ever, so I might just be like, or whatever, and, like, just deal with it. But I totally understand why Jack wants to kind of distance himself from the spoiled kid because, yeah, I can't really blame him. The spoiled kid is not being the best right now, right? So here's the thing. I guess the spoiled kid, I mean, we all kind of know the spoiled kid's worldview is pretty messed up and it's really weird, and it's like, the spoiled kid's insane. But apparently, he also believes that paying for stuff is for poor people. Which, yeah, I'm going to repeat myself. Paying for items is for poor people. So, yeah, I think the spoiled kid for some reason believed that he was like, it would be totally big chillin' if he was to steal stuff from the store. That he could just pick stuff up, and since he was so VIP and, like, exclusive and, like, the best guy ever, the smartest, wealthiest, most handsome, whatever, that he would just be allowed to, like, just steal from the stuff from the store, practically. Yeah, because basically, Jack is trying to stay on the other side of the gift shop as the spoiled kid. But occasionally, he'll look over to see where the spoiled kid is, just to see, like, where he is so he can keep the most distance. And he watches as the spoiled kid picks up something and puts it in his pocket. Like, you know when you see someone, I don't know if you've seen this, but, like, someone, if they want to, like, steal something from, like, a, I don't know, a thrift store or a convenience store or just, like, a store with a lot of, like, little things or whatever at the mall, they'll find something small and they'll normally just put it into their pocket, put it into their purse, whatever, right? And, so the spoiled kid is doing this. But he's not, okay, so some people are kind of like, will be sneaky about it. They'll take one thing, they'll take the tag off, it won't get caught, whatever, right? I mean, still, that's not a thing you should do. The repercussions could be really bad, and it's not worth it, guys. Don't do that. But the spoiled kid was literally just filling all of his pockets with all the toys and random stuff he could see. His pockets were literally bulging with merchandise and apparel. It was like top 10 dumbest criminals ever. He would be number one at this point. He basically was just filling his pockets to the brim. Like, there were probably toys and merchandise flying out of his pockets, just falling out of his pockets, right? And, like, bro was not being nonchalant at all about it. I guess maybe someone in the store would have assumed that he was just filling his pockets to come to the front and then pay for it, and he just didn't want to hold on to it all. But eventually, 30 minutes later, the teachers come by and be like, all right, like, we're going, like, where, like, Jack, where is the spoiled kid? And Jack's like, I don't know. And he's like, I thought he was in the store. And so sure enough, they look around and they watch as the spoiled kid is walking out of the store, pockets full of stuff. And you hear beep, 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 beep. Yeah, he sets off the detector, and these two security guards walk over and they're like, son, do you have any unpaid merchandise? And the spoiled kid's like, I don't. And then, like, all this crap falls out of his pants. Yeah, so basically the spoiled kid starts to get taken away by these security guards. So the teacher runs over there and is like, stop, stop, stop. And they're like, is this your son? And they're like, no, this is my student. I thought I'd just leave him in here because he was banned from somewhere else. Like, I'm sorry. Like, what can I do to, like, bring him home? And they're like, well, we don't really care. Like, we were just going to, like, hold him somewhere till we found his parents anyways. They're like, all right, like, can you empty your pockets? And the spoiled kid, and they, like, the teacher goes through and makes sure he empties his pockets correctly. But his pockets are emptied out or whatever, and that's when, like, the security guard's like, all right, well, he can't really come back here, at least on a school trip, on your supervision. Let his mom know about this. Like, that's really what we're just going to do. Like, this kid's obviously a kid. We're not going to, like, actually, like, I don't know, enforce the full extent of the law on him. We just want to make sure this isn't a pattern that consists into his teen and early adulthood when it can actually affect him. And so the teacher's like, yes, yes, of course, I'm so sorry. So they're walking out, and the teacher angrily is yelling at the spoiled kid, like, what are you thinking? First you try and, like, destroy something in the museum, and then you try and rob the museum. The spoiled kid literally has a blank face. Like, the spoiled kid legit doesn't care, which is pretty crazy. But then the teacher says one of the most insane things ever, and I don't think Jack has been more mad in his life. The teacher turns to Jack and is like, how could you let this happen?